We often pray for ourselves and our loved ones, but how often do we remember the souls in purgatory? Visions of saints show that it is a place of immense suffering, but our prayers can bring real relief. Stay tuned to hear more.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's insights may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Before we begin, we have a special invitation for you this November, but more on that at the end of the video. Now let's dive into today's story. This weekend, we have two important feasts. All Saints' Day, when we honor all those already in heaven, and All Souls' Day, when we pray for our brothers and sisters still being purified for heaven. With this, we also mark the beginning of November, the month dedicated to the souls in purgatory. To prepare for this important time, I'd like to share two fascinating stories from the book Purgatory Illustrated by the Lives and Legends of the Saints by Reverend F.X. Shoup, S.J. The first story is about Saint Francis of Rome, a holy woman blessed with extraordinary visions of the afterlife. The author shared, "God, in His mercy, has sometimes allowed certain saints to glimpse the hidden reality of purgatory so they could share its mysteries for the good of the faithful. Among those souls was the great Saint Francis of Rome. She was shown the state of souls after death. She saw the horrors of hell, and she also saw the interior of purgatory. In obedience to her superiors, she revealed everything God had shown her, and her visions have all the authenticity that can be desired in such matters. After enduring the terrible vision of hell, she was led by her heavenly guide into the regions of purgatory. There she found no disorder, no despair, no eternal darkness. Instead, divine hope filled the place with light. Her guide told her this place of purification was also called the Sojourn of Hope. She saw souls which suffered greatly, but angels came to visit and assist them in their sufferings. Purgatory, she said, is divided into three distinct parts, one beneath the other, each for souls of different kinds. The more a soul needs purification, the deeper it is placed, farther from the time of its deliverance. She said, the lowest region was a vast sea of fire, blazing with immense flames. Countless souls were plunged into its depths. Those who had confessed mortal sins, but had not fully atoned for them in life. She was told that, as an average measure, each forgiven mortal sin required about 7 years of suffering, though this isn't an exact number, since sins vary in gravity. And although all were surrounded by the same flames, each soul's suffering differed according to the number and nature of its former sins. In this lower part of purgatory, the saints saw both lay people and those consecrated to God. The lay people were souls who, after a life of sin, had sincerely converted. The consecrated were those who had not fully lived up to the sanctity of their calling. At that very moment, she witnessed the soul of a priest descending, someone she had known, although she did not reveal his name. His face was veiled, hiding a stain. Though he had led an edifying life, he had not always practiced strict temperance and had sought too eagerly the satisfactions of the table. The saint was then led into the intermediate region of purgatory, reserved for souls who had earned a less severe purification. She saw three distinct places, one like an immense dungeon of ice, It's cold beyond description. Another like a huge cauldron of boiling oil and pitch, and a third resembling a pool of molten gold or silver. Above this lay the upper purgatory, which she does not describe in detail, a temporary dwelling for souls who suffer mainly the pain of longing for God and who are near their deliverance. Such, in essence, was Saint Francis's vision of purgatory. This testimony is a powerful reminder of the severe yet hopeful sufferings these souls endure. But now I'd like to share a different kind of account. This one reveals how our prayers, specifically the Rosary, can bring relief to these poor souls. The author shares the story of Father Nierenberg. Listen to this. We know that the Holy Rosary holds a special place among all the prayers the Church recommends to the faithful. This excellent prayer, the source of so many graces for the living, is also powerful in bringing relief to the dead. We see a touching proof of this in the life of Father Nierenberg. This charitable servant of God practiced frequent mortifications, devotions, and prayers for the suffering souls in purgatory. Every day he prayed the Rosary for them, gaining all the indulgences he could and encouraging the faithful to do the same in a book he wrote on the subject. His rosary was adorned with pious medals and enriched with many indulgences. One day he lost it and was inconsolable. Not because he was attached to the beads themselves, but because without them he felt unable to give the usual relief he offered to the poor souls. He searched everywhere, trying to remember where he had left his precious rosary, but in vain. By evening, he had no choice but to replace his indulgenced beads with ordinary prayers. As he prayed alone in his cell, he suddenly heard a faint rattling above him, exactly like the sound of his rosary, which was well known to him. Looking up, he saw it descending from the ceiling, held by invisible hands until it fell at his feet. He was certain these were the souls he had been helping. Imagine with what renewed fervor he prayed his decades after this, and how strongly this wonder encouraged him to persevere in a devotion so clearly approved by heaven. And with that, the author concludes. As we leave the month of the Holy Rosary and enter November, dedicated to the souls in purgatory, let us remember that these two devotions go hand in hand. Every decade we pray, every Mass we offer, every sacrifice we make brings relief to a soul longing for God. So may Our Lady, Queen of the Rosary, intercede for us as we intercede for those souls awaiting the joys of heaven. Now, as promised at the beginning, I want to invite you to take part in something very special. Throughout November, 30 Holy Masses will be offered for the souls in purgatory. If you'd like your deceased loved ones included, follow the link in the description below. Today is the last day to register. Don't miss this opportunity to help the souls most in need of our prayers. As Padre Pio used to say, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. Wishing you all a blessed month of prayer and remembrance.